Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Jennifer Say, how are you, Jennifer?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Kathy.
No, thank you. Jennifer is so awesome, guys. You will figure that out as we move on in this conversation. But you can also go to my podcast. Yes, I'm going to plug it at The Kathy Barnett Show. You can listen to it and watch it on YouTube, wherever you listen to your podcast. Jennifer Say and I sit down and have a much more robust conversation. But I invited you, Jennifer, because we are in the midst of Olympics fever right now. And for those who do not know, Jennifer is currently the CEO of XX and XY company. She is an American author, filmmaker, business executive, and retired artistic gymnast. She was an elite gymnast as a child. She was a 7-time member of the U.S. Women's National Team and was the 1986 U.S. Women's All-Around National Champion. Her first memoir, Chalked Up, was released in 2008 and detailed abuse in the sports of gymnastics. Say also produced a 2020 Emmy Award-winning documentary film, Athlete A, on Netflix, which connected the crimes of Larry Nassar to the broader abuses in the Olympic movement. And I naturally thought about you, Jennifer, when I saw, you know, what most of us saw was a man beating up a woman in a boxing match at the Olympics, you know. And I was thinking to myself, there was a time when a man beating up on a woman would have been considered cruel and illegal. Today, it's an Olympic sport. Can you help us make sense of what we watched on yesterday?
Yeah, the best I can glean, because the reports are somewhat cryptic, and I think purposely so. This person, an Algerian boxer, Amani Khalif, I think is how you say the name, was barred from competing at the World Championships last year because this athlete failed the sex eligibility test. Now, they don't explicitly say how. It has become pretty clear. This is not a trans athlete. This seems to be a person with a DSD, which is basically sort of disorders in sexual development. This person was raised female, it seems, but is chromosomally male, is XY. And my feeling is I have empathy for this person. I think that must be very difficult.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, women's sports is for people with XX. That's it, period. Otherwise, the advantage is too great. You know, this person has the strength, the testosterone of a male. Men punch over 160% harder than women, you know, which is why we saw Karini, the female fighter in the ring, tap out after 46 seconds and say, I've never taken a punch like that. So, you know, I think we can sort of find space in our hearts to have empathy for a person and also say this is not okay, because I have empathy for the women who have to fight. So, you know, and it's always the women and the females that are asked to kind of set their own health and safety aside or their own opportunity aside for other people. And that's what this fight is about. I mean, I launched this brand, XXXY Athletics, to fight for fairness and safety in women's sports. I can't believe we have to fight for this. And like I said, I'm sorry for a person like Khalif. There's another solution. I think the men's category can be open and everybody can compete in that category that wants to compete. I'm not advocating that anybody be barred from competing in sports, but the women's category was created for a reason.
You know, I could not have said any of that better. And who better to actually say it than someone who has competed at the highest level of the Olympic world than you? And I loved how you just said we can have both. We can have empathy and common sense. You don't have to check your brain at the door just to have empathy and love and care and concern. You can actually walk around with both your brain and mind intact, as well as a heart that is not cruel itself. But yeah, that was abuse, what I saw.
Yeah.
Like,
I
how
agree.
Is that not abusive, what we saw?
Well, and to have, you know, some people on the other side of the issue say, she's just a terrible boxer. She's just a wimp. She's just this. I mean, she's one of the best boxers in the world. I'm sure this woman
And who
has
said it? Other
punches.
Men? I mean, like, who was saying that? Other men who enjoy seeing women beat up?
No, actually, it's interesting. I mean, I wouldn't classify it as men explicitly, but people on the sort of progressive left who would defend, you know, gender ideology. And here's the thing is, this particular event is not about a trans person, but the trans ideology, gender ideology, has influenced the dialogue about this, because the gender,
about
the
everything.
Trans ideology
yeah.
says, if you say you're a woman, you're a woman. Well, that's not true. There is a material reality that exists. And this person, no matter how they want to present themselves, is male.
You know what? I think that is so profound. You just said trans ideology up front the issue of women. I would go on further to say trans ideology up front parental rights, trans ideology yes. up front my personal safety in the restroom
yeah.
or clothing. Or it's like these men primarily who believe they're women, and I'm not here to contest the dysphoria
yeah.
people may be going through. I can't imagine anything so alarming to oneself that you don't even feel comfortable in your
yeah.
own body. But there is something to that, that you have primarily men saying their
yeah.
rights up front, everyone else's rights, and everyone else just need to shut up, sit
yeah.
down, and be quiet.
Exactly. And it just seems so retrograde. I mean, you know, the women's movement and women's equality has come so far. Title IX back in 1972 gave women opportunities in the education system and in sports that had not
yeah.
ever been seen before. And that's what sort of, that's what the women's movement was about, right? Equality of opportunity. Let us have a fair shot. And now women are being told, sit down, shut up. If you advocate for yourself, you're a transphobe and a bigot, which is so stupid. It's so, like, takes us back 50 years. And again, you're totally right, Kathy. The people saying this are, let's not forget it, they are male.
They are male.
Male, once again, telling women to shut up and sit down and put your own needs aside. Yours don't matter. And I'm here to say they do matter. It's 50% of the population.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It matters. And for everyone that would say, because this is the other argument you get, right? I'm sure you've heard this one. When it comes to male-bodied people competing in women's sports, oh, it's a fringe issue. It's so small. What is wrong with all you bigots and transphobes that you keep harping on this? Well, I'm sorry. It's not small. We're now dealing with it at the Olympics. We've seen it at the NCAA finals. We've seen it at high school track finals, state finals in both Washington and Oregon, and it's coming soon to a high school near you.
Well, it is in high schools and then classrooms. It's in bathrooms. It's in dressing rooms. This trans ideology is everywhere, and they are literally redefining what it means to be a woman, what it means to be an American, our values, what it means to be on the right side of history. It is ridiculous. Let me ask you, Jennifer, based on your story and the movie you produced documenting Larry Nassar's abuse of women in the Olympics, it appears the abuse we're watching today at the Olympics is not a new phenomenon among the International Olympic Committee, whatever they're called. The Olympics seem to have a history of not protecting women specifically. Yeah. Why is that?
That's well said, Kathy, and it's an argument I make pretty regularly. And it's not just the IOC or the International Olympic Committee. It's the U.S. Olympic Committee. It's the NCAA. And then each sport has a governing body of its own that reports into the U.S. Olympic Committee. So gymnastics, for instance, has a governing body called USA Gymnastics. These sport governing bodies have a history of treating women very poorly and, frankly, just not protecting athletes. You know, what we reveal in the film Athlete A is that Larry Nassar, the pedophile who is now in prison for life and was the doctor for Team USA Gymnastics for over 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, his crimes were covered up by USA Gymnastics and the USOPC. They covered for him to protect their own reputation. And in covering for him, guess what? They harmed hundreds of young athletes. Yeah. So they don't care about these athletes. They don't look at the athletes as a precious commodity, and the sport doesn't exist. Their ability to raise money doesn't exist without the athlete. They are cogs in a wheel, and, you know, they just look to burnish their own image. Now, after the scandal with Nassar, USA Gymnastics and USOPC pledged to do better, and they took all these, you know, actions, and Safe Sport was implemented, this body to, you know, monitor abuse in sport. But by all accounts, nothing has actually changed.
Well, no, because look, because now we're, because now we're watching a man beat up a woman around the world, right? Like that used to be considered, you know, anathema, cruel, unusual punishment, that's not something we would glorify. And now you have this man who believes he's a woman, may have been raised as a woman, clearly looks like a man and beating up on another woman, right? Let me ask you one more thing before I let you go, because the Algeria's Olympic Committee put out a statement condemning baseless attacks on this boxer, Khalif. They said the Algeria Olympic Committee condemns the unethical targeting and maligning of our esteemed Khalif with baseless propaganda from certain foreign media outlets. Let me just read this. Such attacks on her, which isn't, it's a him, personality and dignity are deeply unfair, especially as he prepares for the pinnacle of his career at the Olympics. What about the pinnacle of the career of Angela Carini?
The IOC put out a similar statement yesterday, expressing sort of empathy for, because there's actually another male boxer that will be competing. I don't think we've seen that bout yet. But the IOC put out a statement saying, you know, what the quote unquote hate that's been directed at these athletes, the abuse is unacceptable. No mention of the Italian boxer, the woman that got the crap beat out of her. So again, where's our empathy for women?
Yeah.
We just seem to collectively, these organizing bodies seem to have none. And, you know, my feeling is these sports governing bodies will never do the right thing unless they are forced.
You know
their
what?
Hands must be forced.
And with that, Jennifer, do you mind taking one quick phone call?
Sure.
Okay, Roger, you're up. What do you want to say to Jennifer?
Yeah, hey, ladies.
Hello.
I am shocked that y'all are sitting there blaming men for this. Like, take some accountability, women. Unite and shut this down.
Okay, Roger, thank you.
Like a
thank
hold
you.
On. Let me finish.
Okay, hurry up,
like,
Roger.
Really,
I got to take a break.
You're doing a lot of damage. You're doing a lot of damage because women need to step up and take accountability.
Okay, they Roger, thank you so much for your time. Go ahead.
let me take this one. So first of all, I'm not arguing. I think currently competing athletes have to push back and stand down from competing. Nothing changes until currently competing athletes. I can scream about this all day long. Riley Gaines can scream about all day long who no longer competes. It's the currently competing athletes that have to stand up. Within gymnastics, you know, I was talking about abuse in that sport for 20 years. It wasn't until 2019, 2020 when the currently competing athletes said no more and demanded that the leaders of various governing bodies were removed that changed. At least it was acknowledged that it needed to happen. So I would not disagree with you. When I talk about males telling us to sit down and be quiet, I'm talking about these trans-identified male athletes. I'm talking about Leah Thomas is the one, which is Will Thomas, who is basically just a man telling women to shut down and, you know, sit down and shut up. That said, where are the fathers?
Yeah,
why
that's what I'm thinking, right?
Letting their daughters. Yeah, I mean, so I do feel like we need.
It's all of us. It's all of us. It's all of us.
Right.
It's not just me. It's not just you. It's not just the girls who are competing. It's all of us getting our head out of the sand and saying no more. This is foolishness. A man is not a woman, even on his best day. And so we gotta say it out loud and let the chips fall where it may. Stop being cowards. Stop being timid. Get some courage and a backbone because these people are infiltrating every single aspect of our lives. And I'm over it. I'm done with it. Jennifer, you're awesome, girl.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.